WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, addressing his nation amid continuing protests against a new judicial reform law that limits the power of judges over the government. Netanyahu calling for calm, saying lawmakers on both sides agreed.
They shook hands. Not as enemies, not as haters, but as brothers. This is the people of Israel. This is our spirit. This is the place to which we have to strive.
Netanyahu through a translator. The demonstrations have turned violent. Police say a truck ramming in Sharon, central Israel, left three people hurt. Triple-digit temperatures fueling wildfires in Greece, sparking evacuations. And from California to Florida, 40 million Americans under heat alerts. Also in Florida, authorities hold a news conference asking the public's help after a gruesome discovery over the weekend. A middle-aged woman's remains found stuffed inside three separate suitcases in Delray Beach. This is ABC News. The White House says President Biden will establish a national monument honoring Emmett Till and his mother, Mamie Till Mobley.
The new national monument honoring Emmett Till and his mother, Mamie Till Mobley, will include three separate locations in two states. One will be at Roberts Temple Church of God in Christ in Bronzeville, a historically black neighborhood on Chicago's South Side, where thousands of people gathered to mourn Till's death in 1955. In Mississippi, the monument will include the site which is believed to be where Till's body was pulled from the Tallahatchie River, and the courthouse in Sumner, where the people who murdered him were tried and acquitted. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Former New Hampshire Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte today announced she's running for governor of the state. The former state attorney general lost her seat in 2016 after a close race against Democrat Governor Maggie Hassan. The senator joins the race after current Republican Governor Chris Sununu sent an email to supporters last week saying he will not seek a fifth term in 2024. Rena Roy, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. One person is hurt after a crash on Highway 8 near Deer Lake, or east of St. Croix Falls, yesterday afternoon. The State Patrol said that there was a two-vehicle crash that resulted in one person being flown to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. First responders had to cut the injured person out of their vehicle. Highway 8 was closed for about an hour and a half in both directions while crews worked to free the driver. The National Weather Service says temperatures this week will be well into the 80s, with many places into the 90s as a heat wave settles in. Thursday is expected to be the hottest day in the area. Today, most places will stay in the 80s. In addition, our entire listening area is in an air quality advisory due to Canadian wildfire smoke through noon tomorrow. The air is unhealthy to breathe, especially for those with medical conditions as well as children. It's also expected that air quality will be an issue later in the week as temperatures rise across the area. From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow.
A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, you look miffed.
Come on, man.
Did I
mention? It's all good, man. We're figuring it all out. It's good. Happy Monday to you. Casper, work on the board. Our fair audience, welcome to the greatest radio show ever.
Got Casper here with me in Madison, World Headquarters. I'm in the Solidarity Realty Studios, the WMDX Mad Radio Studios. And this has been the longest Monday of my life. And I mean that in the literal sense, although they're all the, 24 hours, but I got up earlier this morning than any day of my life. Any day, no day in my whole life have I ever set my alarm earlier and I woke up before my alarm went off. And I looked at the time and I knew I had like 15 minutes. I'm like, oh, I could lay down for 15 minutes. I'm like, no, you can't.
No, you can't.
No, because if I did that, Tom, I could go back into a heavy, deep sleep and sleep through what is going to be the greatest radio show ever with you. Now, today I started the day at EAA in Oshkosh. And I don't know if you know, but kind of a big deal. 600,000 people show up for this event. And I was up there supporting our team, broadcasting this morning. Mino and the mayor. Mayor Jim Schmidt, John Mino, broadcast legend, and those guys were on WFRV over the weekend. They just took over the show. Like, literally, the entire, not a segment, but the entire Sunday morning show, they just did their show, and the host was, like, powerless to do anything. I was watching it last night. Like, 23 minutes, they just grabbed the whole show. So, I see these guys early this morning, and they're, like, right on my ass, right? I'm pulling into EAA. I've never been there before. It's literally dark out. I leave the house at 3:45 a.m. I've never been up at 3:45 a.m. before. I drive an hour and 15 minutes. I'm like first one in line. And I got Mino and the mayor right on my ass. Just crowd me, you know, like they're going to go somewhere faster in the dark where nobody knows. We don't know where we're going. It's a huge complex. So anyways, we found the media center there at the EAA, and the first thing they did is complain, like, oh, the guy that let us in here, he was on his brakes the whole time. He didn't know what he was doing. I'm like, you guys were tailgating my ass all the way through.
Yeah. You know the rules, Crudy, speed up or move over, man. That's the rule of the road.
It's a one lane going into EAA. You're not, you're only going one lane. All the traffic's going into EAA. When I was done, I went to leave EAA. Do you know how difficult it is to get out of EAA right now? Do you know what the traffic's like in Osh Vegas right now, dude? Highway 41, it was like a parking lot going into EAA about 8 o'clock this morning. Now, I was already in the car leaving because I'd already done 3 hours on the ground with Mino and the mayor. And the first thing Mino says to me this morning, hey, man, I need a Diet Mountain Dew.
Yeah. And you usually roll with a few, Crudy, so he's asking the right guy.
As fate would have it, yeah. I stopped at a Quick Trip in Omro at 4 o'clock in the morning-ish, and I had two Diet Mountain Dews, one of which I was consuming, one of which I shared with the diva that is John Mino. And I look over, and he's like he's going to his first break at like 6:15, 6:18, whenever they do their breaks in the morning. He looks over at me. He's like, I need another one. I'm like, I'm not going to the store for you, man. There's nowhere. There's not like Mountain Dew's fallen from heaven like manna here, John. You've consumed your Mountain Dew. I'm like, how about a water? He's like, oh, I don't like water. And then he told me the story about sometime he had drank so many gin and tonics, and he took an overseas trip, like a USO trip, you know, kind of a big deal, this Mino. And he had cramped in the desert, like cramp, like whole body's a cramp because he had done nothing to hydrate. He had hydrated with gin and tonics. And so Mino's telling me this story, and he's like, you know, so anyways, I'm like my full body cramp. And so they've got bottled water, but sitting out in like 110 degree heat. So he's drinking like hot bottled water. Hot
plastic water. Oh.
Great. And then he said, you know, and then he was releasing the water and they tried to put more in. And he's like, I cannot stand the taste of water. He's like, have you ever had anything like that where like you drink too much of it and you just can't drink it anymore? I'm like, yeah, Southern gin and tonics. You know, that was, I would have learned a different lesson like I did. $4 nights at yesterday's, Thursday nights.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, they were killer. I killed gin and tonics. I killed whiskey sour. There are a number of liquors that I can't even smell anymore. After those,
UConn Jack is one of them.
Drink nights, but Dom,
what?
So I've been up since 3:15 doing.
Oh man, you know,
I'm already over 12 hours on the clock today.
No man, listen, I totally get. I appreciate this. That is a long day. There's no question, but come on, man.
I wasn't milking any cows or anything.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I used to work on my neighbor's farm when I was a wee lad, right? And sometimes we'd go out. Sometimes we'd go out a little bit late. So sometimes I wouldn't even get to sleep before I had to go milk those cows at 5 or 5:30 in the morning. Or maybe I'd, you know, swing in on my way home in the car and just take a nap in my car for like a half hour and then get up and milk the cows. So, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but, you know, you're not the only hardworking guy in this panel, my friend.
You know, I'm flying down, I think it's Highway 73 between Plainfield, where I started the morning, because you can't get a hotel room. My wife's like, why don't you just get a hotel room in Oshkosh? I'm like, yeah, why don't I just do that? Yeah. What, should I take a second mortgage on the house? Because there's no hotel rooms in Oshkosh.
Everybody's staying in the hotel room in Oshkosh.
So I'm already staying, you know, well over an hour away. It's only an hour and a half from my house in Middleton. I should have stayed there. But anyways, started the day quite early. Enjoyed the morning at EAA. Although we're doing a live broadcast and, you know, like the airplanes are getting kind of noisy there. But I guess that's the whole point. The experimental aircraft show. 70th anniversary.
Wow.
I hadn't been since my kids were little shavers. So anyways, after driving around in this never-ending loop that you couldn't get out because all the traffic's going into EAA, I finally got out of EAA, and I called into Earl's show this morning, but I called from Rosendale. I was quite nervous. Like, you know, I could get distracted for just a moment, get a speeding ticket in Rosendale. I wouldn't be the first one or the last. Right, you know what I'm saying? They like sustain an economy there on the ticket. So got all the way back to Madison and here I am. And I got to tell you, man, I'm tired. I'm tired. And you know, Dom, I was thinking back. There was another day when it seemed like a damn long day to me. In fact, it was 10 years ago, July 24th, 2013. Another day, kind of like today, went up to the Wisconsin State Capitol, like a block away from where I am right now. And you and I had plans. We were meeting for lunch, or at least that was the plan. You were tardy.
That was a little late.
Frequent occurrence. I was...
Come on, man. I'm commuting from Milwaukee to Madison. You know, there's a lot of opportunity for variables.
Well, yes. Like, whether or not you get your flip-flop stuck in the gas pedal. So, you were supposed to meet me at high noon that day, and I'm out about 11:50 out in front of the Capitol reading the newspaper in the sunshine. Beautiful day. And you called me, and I said, where are you at? Oh, like an hour away. I'll be there in an hour. You know, because now I got to wait for him. Now I'm obligated to not eat until you get there like an hour later. And there had been this singing protest they were doing in the Wisconsin State Capitol. And there had actually been a federal court ruling, a stay of sorts, that said, well, you know, certainly this would not be illegal unless a crowd was perhaps larger than 12 and didn't give notice. And that was Judge Conley. And the Walker administration, in a very fascistic fashion, because these were emergency administrative codes. And the problem was people were showing up at the Capitol each and every day to protest then Governor Scott Walker. And they would do so in song.
Wait, which you're telling me that people would show up at the Capitol here in the great state of Wisconsin?
Yeah, they called that the People's House.
Exercise their constitutional rights. And Scott Walker and the Republicans took some exception to that, right?
Well, Scott Walker in particular took exception. And the Department of Administration, DOA, created some emergency administrative codes. And utilizing those codes, along with the misinterpretation of the Conley statement, well, they decided 10 years ago today what a fine day it would be to go arrest some singing protesters, primarily retirees. Older people. And I'd gone into the Capitol and I looked around and I did a head count. And I said, well, certainly there's more than 12 or 20. I forget what the standard was that Conley had set, but there was bunches. There was more like 50, 100 protesters. And I looked up in the rotunda rail. You know, you're on the ground level. And then the first floor is actually the above, looking down. And there were all kinds of like TV cameras and stuff.
Like they knew something was going to happen.
Like they knew something was going to happen. And then these Capitol police officers, they walked out and they put like this pizza board sign. You know, like a sign. Like you've seen them in front of the shop. We're now open. Here are today's specials.
Yep. On the sidewalk, yeah.
And they put it out in the middle of the Capitol Rotunda. And it was an announcement of sorts that if you did not leave the area immediately, you would be arrested. And this happened at like 12:05, about 10 years ago today. And Dom, you were still far down the road, still weren't in Madison yet. And I watched this process begin. And they literally started marching out like stormtroopers. And they started arresting people in the Wisconsin State Capitol, the People's House, primarily old people, no offense. Retired people, elder people, they started arresting them, putting them in zip ties. And let's just say, start getting a little hot under the collar now. It became a long day subsequently, shortly thereafter. Because that's the day we got arrested unconstitutionally at the Wisconsin State Capitol. Come back, the 10-year anniversary. Perhaps we'll tell the story next.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager, learning the lingo.
Jelly, jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 61. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 91. Cloudy tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms 67. Low 90s Wednesday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Mid-90s Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 81.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The police coming straight from the underground. A young man got it bad because I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Your calls are always welcome here at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I did a little Google search. You know, I want to make sure memories serve properly. 10-year anniversary of our unglorious and unconstitutional arrest at the Wisconsin State Capitol. And sure enough, 10 years ago today, the Wisconsin Capitol Police arrested 22 in a peaceful protest at the Capitol. 22 of the roughly 60 protesters, including a pair of Madison talk radio hosts, that's us, Dom, were led away in flex-tie restraints as dozens of legislative aides and journalists looked on from a few steps away and from the higher floors. No one appears to have been hurt. My pride was quite wounded. Here was a comment from Stephanie Marquise, Dom.
Who was that?
POI.
PIO. I don't believe it. I don't believe she exists.
The Capitol Police are upholding the law to ensure the building can be shared by all citizens who come to the Capitol. That was their rationale, Dom. Kim Cross of Madison, a protester, said, "We're at the Capitol singing. What's the big deal?" Anyways, Dom thought it was a big deal. Hundreds of citations had already been issued to protesters who made the Capitol their destination during the past 2.5 years. Let's not forget, that was the scene of the Capitol uprising. But a federal judge's ruling on July 9th had raised questions about the future of those protests against Walker, which began during the labor demonstrations at the Capitol, you know, the big Act 10 uprising. So anyways, Conley dropped an initial ruling. It was 20 people. You know, like, if there's less than 20 people here, you certainly couldn't arrest them. So the Walker administration, the DOA, then under Mike Hipsch, and the state Capitol Police, one must assume at the direction of Scott Walker, said effectively, arrest them all. Get as many as you can. And I counted myself amongst them, Dom, because although this was not my fight, this was not my protest. To see these stormtroopers, and that's what they look like. I mean, they might as well play the Empire Strikes Back march. That was the intent. It was to chill free speech. And a guy came out, he made an announcement. And I think we've got at least part of that. Chris Casper, if you're listening, let's play. David Davis. He became affectionately to us, Meathead David Davis. I believe it's cut number one. Let's play it for the people. Here was the announcement that was made right before he pointed at the last two older women. I believe it was Char Brandel and Mrs. Kimball. And pointed at him like, we're coming for them next. And that's when Crudy got involved. But first,
and that was our first introduction to Sergeant Davis. Subsequent interviews, recordings of him on this fine collage made by yours truly. Here is a sense of what was going on. If you would, Casper, play cut one, please.
Please move your groups outside or disperse immediately. If you do not, each participant is subject to arrest.
Officer Meathead Davis, what's the charge today, buddy?
Devil's Advocate, yawn. Back up! Last warning, I'm going to arrest you for obstructing. You too.
Out!
Back up!
What's the charge, gentlemen? Anybody?
Wisconsin, administrative code violation.
Which number?
2.14, sub 2.
See,
sub
5. Yeah,
sub 5. Hey, the Devil's Advocate's here.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Yeah, the Devil's Advocates, man. All right.
Now, he came to know us and perhaps even love us, Tom, over the course of a month or more. There were hundreds of arrests over subsequent days. Only day I was arrested, and I was arrested for effectively protesting, for singing a song of protest against Scott Walker. Wasn't even my fight. Wasn't even my dog. But, you know, I didn't like what I was seeing. I got a little steamed up, Dom. And as fate would have it, they put me in the zip ties. And, you know, how well I take being arrested. I was a little bit of a hard arrest, let's just say.
No.
Flapped my arms a bit. And stuck out my chin a little bit. Wanted to know what were the charges? I also see I quoted here in the paper way back at the time. What am I being arrested for? I know I have a bad singing voice.
That's true.
I was quoted in the paper as saying I was being arrested effectively for bad singing, Dom. But they wouldn't tell me the charges, not until they zip cuffed me and took me down to the basement. The very same basement that I used to get the egg salad sandwiches. That was the cafeteria when I was a kid in my beloved state capitol. And instead, this day, I was handed a ticket by a game warden. It was damn near insulting, man. Because I asked that guy, I'm like, did you know when you got up this morning what your life and your day was going to entail? I said, because I sure as hell didn't see this one coming. And anyway, so they unzipped the zip cuff. They clipped it or whatever they did behind my back. I couldn't see it. It was behind my back. I feel a little constrained. And there had been this beautiful singing voice, this woman, quite operatic almost. And she'd kept me calm, relatively speaking. You know, I don't always stay completely calm, Dom. But the singing voice kept me calm. So they said, you can leave that way. I said, no, I'm going that way. Sort of the opposite of my directive. And they didn't like that, Dom. And let's just say the un-uniformed cops started jumping and bodying me, throwing me out the door. And I'm pretty sure the chief was out in the hallway. For whatever reason, the chief of the Capitol Police was out there. And I was in a particularly salty and profane mood. And I lit this guy up. And then I see him. He's knocking on the door like, let me in. I'm thinking, well, if they let this guy in, they could very well come back out. And I didn't want to get tased. You know, it's like, don't tase me, bro. Because I was, you know, I was worked up. If they'd have tased me, I'd have stroked. I'd have had a heart attack. I would have died in that Capitol. It wasn't worth dying over, Dom. But anyways, I took my ticket. I came upstairs, and here comes my buddy Dominic.
Hey, what's going on, Crudy?
45 minutes late to the party, but just in time to get arrested in your own regard. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. It's your turn to tell the story, Dom.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressing his nation amid continuing protests against a new judicial reform law that limits the power of judges over the government. Netanyahu calling for calm, saying lawmakers on both sides agreed.
They shook hands. not as enemies, not as haters, but as brothers. This is the people of Israel. This is our spirit. This is the place to which we have to strive.
Netanyahu through a translator. The demonstrations have turned violent. Police say a truck ramming in Sharon, central Israel, left three people hurt. Triple-digit temperatures fueling wildfires in Greece, sparking evacuations. And from California to Florida, 40 million Americans under heat alerts. Also in Florida, authorities holding a news conference asking the public's help after a gruesome discovery over the weekend. A middle-aged woman's remains found stuffed inside three separate suitcases in Delray Beach. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. One person is hurt after a crash on Highway 8 near Deer Lake, or east of St. Croix Falls, yesterday afternoon. The State Patrol said that there was a two-vehicle crash that resulted in one person being flown to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. First responders had to cut the injured person out of their vehicle. Highway 8 was closed for about an hour and a half in both directions while crews worked to free the driver. The National Weather Service says temperatures this week will be well into the 80s, with many places into the 90s as a heat wave settles in. Thursday is expected to be the hottest day in the area. Today, most places will stay in the 80s. In addition, our entire listening area is in an air quality advisory due to Canadian wildfire smoke through noon tomorrow. The air is unhealthy to breathe, especially for those with medical conditions as well as children. It's also expected that air quality will be an issue later in the week as temperatures rise across the area. From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup.
That's awesome.
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crute. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. This summer, things are heating up on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Did I mention it was the longest Monday of my life? Yeah. But it's going to get better. We're going to do a little radio show. We're going to have fun with you. You can always join us. Were you arrested unconstitutionally at the Wisconsin State Capitol? Do you have a story for us? 844-967-2789. I was, and subsequently Dom, so were you 10 years ago today.
I know. Can you believe it? 10 years ago today. And Crudy, we had different circumstances. You went and engaged in the quote unquote, what? Unlawful behavior, this administrative code violation 2.14C, 2C, whatever Meathead called it. Well, Crudy, you had actually engaged in the behavior. And like everybody else who God forbid, expressed and exercised their constitutional rights in the Wisconsin Capitol, the People's House, under the Walker administration? Well, that's apparently a crime, or at least an administrative code violation. $200.50. Thank you. No, thank you. So I walked up, Crudy, and of course I was a little bit late. Now I thought maybe we were meeting at 12:30, but you said 12. We'll have to see if we can confirm that. But I had to, per my defense, provide a timeline as best I could to my great civil rights attorney, Jeff Scott Olson. And here are what my notes say from that day, Wednesday, July 24th, 2013, at 12:44 p.m.
44 minutes late.
14 minutes late. I text Crudy as I had an awesome parking spot right on the square, walking up, 12:44. About 2 minutes later, I enter the building, and you know how the state capitol is. You never know which hallway you're going to get into. And I walked in and just happened to see Crudy right in that very same hallway. Of all the ways I can get in the capitol, there's Crudy. And I walk up, and I see Crudy's got his entire life is in his Ziploc bag, his wallet, his chew, everything else is it. Everything's in the Ziploc bag. He holds up, I got arrested. I'm like, what? You got arrested? Let's go inside and see what's going on. At 12:48, I enter the rotunda. I'm sitting there taking some pictures, talking to some staff members of local legislators, hanging out with Crudy, just kind of watching the whole thing. At this point, there wasn't really, I mean, there were a few people singing still, but there were no arrests, you know, but
this was the coming. End of the hour. This was like post-arrest. They had already arrested probably 18, 20 people.
Yeah. And some people were coming like back into the rotunda after the first arrest. But I can feel the heat, man. Yeah, but I get it. I knew they were coming. And as I looked to my right, I saw them kind of collecting over in the side. So I grabbed my phone. I turned on record on my app and waited for them. And they came over. A guy named Officer Fell. Little short Officer Fell. You think I'm short, man. Officer Fell shorter than me. Comes up to me and said, hey, you're at an unlawful event. You got to leave. And I, you know, defended myself. Yeah, I read the sign. Was hanging out. Nope. You got to go. Well, I'm like debating at this point. Well, Crudy already got arrested. All right. I'll slowly turn around and comply. And as I did so, another officer, a superior officer, says, no, 95 of them. And at that moment, a member of the press was placed under arrest 29 seconds after I started my recording of this incident.
95-ing is not a sexual
95.
Thing.
95.
Not the way it was transgressed that day.
No. So now Crudy, he engaged in this behavior. I did not. In fact, I complied with what I would consider an unlawful order. But, you know, all right. I mean, I'm a law and order guy, Crudy. So I turned to comply, and they arrest me anyway. Didn't matter what I was doing or not doing. They were going to arrest me. And as I'm getting arrested, people are yelling, he's not with the Solidarity sing-along. Crudy, you were coming to my defense. He just got here as a member of the media. I'm like, yeah, I'm a member of the media. Doesn't matter. Does it matter to you? Does it matter to you? Does it matter to you? I came in here. I was taking pictures. There's a bunch of other members of the media. They're all taking pictures. They're all hanging out just like me. But they're not getting arrested.
Well, you were wearing flip-flops, and at the time, you did have the hair of Jesus Christ. Yeah. And probably the beard.
These guys would have arrested Jesus Christ. So the next day, Crudy, now the word's out, right? Everyone is just beside themselves, as justifiably so. What a obscene use of governmental power, unconstitutional enforcement of a BS administrative code violation, you know, made up. So Scott Walker didn't have to put up with people singing silly songs, making fun of him and the Republicans. Oh, I mean, talk about a guy with thin skin. So the next day. I'm very curious. I put on a suit coat. I grabbed every lanyard that I could possibly find from all the press events we had gone through over the last few years. I was like the Mr. T of press lanyards. I got my little hat, and I even put a business card in my hat like the old press guys from the comic strips I remember. I'm now press, and I would walk up to as many officers as I could find that day. Are you going to arrest me? Do I look like press now? Because, you know, the issue is also is participation. Well, am I participating? What's the definition of participation? If I'm not participating, are you going to arrest me? Do you arrest members of the media? Who told you to arrest members of the media? So I talked to a few of the officers, Casper, if you would, please. I went back and I got to tell you, it kind of pisses me off a little bit more. It does. I got a little fired up here. The reason why I did settle a lawsuit with the state of Wisconsin was cost the taxpayers $75,000 because Scott Walker has thin skin. But the next
and
day,
fascistic tendencies.
Oh, yeah. Continue. Love that. The next day, I went up to as many officers as I could find. Here is one I was talking to, Officer Weiss. Who do I talk to? Cut number two, please, Casper.
Officer Weiss, do I have the right to come down and petition my government individually by myself? I'll assume that's a no comment. Let's assume I do have the right to do that. Do I lose that right if several other people are exercising their right simultaneously? No comment. Who could I talk to get answers to these kinds of questions? No comment.
You can talk to the PIO.
You can talk to the PIO. You can talk to the public information officer. I believe they
the
call
aforementioned
her
Stephanie Marquise.
Yeah, but I think she might be AI. I'm not sure
she
ever
ghosted
existed.
Us.
But I wasn't done. Damn it. I was not done. I will not be. And now everybody, like a bunch of people are protesting now because, of course, this is obscene. There's lots of people. You hear it in the background. I went around and talked to several different groups of officers, and I finally tracked down. I found Officer Fell. If you would, Casper, let's play cut three for the people.
Officer Fell, my name is Dominic Salvia. You arrested me yesterday. Do I look like a member of the press to you, sir? Officer Fell?
I don't make those decisions, sir.
Who makes those decisions, sir? Officer Fell? Did you know yesterday when I stated verbally that you were arresting a member of the press? Did that bother you? Were you ordered to arrest?
Okay, you want
to arrest? Who ordered
arrest
the code red?
Sure. All right.
Here comes the help.
Do I look like a member of the press to you?
Today you do. Yeah, you do.
I do.
Today.
What is your criteria to determine?
I don't have criteria.
Okay.
I'm under orders to fulfill my orders. That's what I'm going to do.
So you're telling me your orders yesterday to arrest a non-participating member of the press, Officer Miller?
I ordered my orders.
I'm sorry.
No, those weren't my orders.
Those were not your orders? You know, I was arrested as a member, non-participating member of the press yesterday. You could ask Officer Fell. He arrested me under somebody's order. So what training do you have in order to determine if someone is a member of the press?
I don't have any training.
So you arbitrarily decide if someone is recognizing. Can you tell me who made that decision, sir?
No, actually, I can't, sir.
Officer Fell, can you tell me who made the decision to arrest a non-participating member of the press yesterday?
I have any problem, so you can talk to our chief.
I will certainly do so.
And I will be the person who was making those orders.
I'm sorry?
Well, that's the person creating those orders. Okay.
The chief ordered the arrest of the non-participating press members.
No, I'm not saying that at all. Don't twist my words. I'm not dealing with a lawyer. You're a member of the press and rules.
No word twisting, Dom. You word twister. Well, yesterday you were twisting my arm behind my back in some handcuffs, were you not?
Right. One more. Bear with me because this is really a little stroll down memory lane. 10 years ago, Crudy and I got arrested for no reason. Am I a member of the press? Again, more officers. Cut number four, please.
Officer, I remember you from yesterday. My name is Dominic Salvia with the Devil's Advocates radio show. I was detained yesterday claiming to myself as a member of the press. Do you accept me today as a member of the press?
I wasn't in that, so.
I saw you. I asked you a question. You were there. Around. Do you accept me as officer? Do you accept me as a member of the press today?
I don't remember this.
I'm asking you today. Do you guys accept me as a member of the press?
I don't know.
Well, I was not participating yesterday. I identified myself as a member of the press yesterday, and yet I remained detained. White House press corps? Interviewed senators? Governors? Am I a member of the press? Because I don't want to get detained today. Could somebody answer my question? Anybody? Sir? Officer Weiss? Am I a member of the press, according to you?
It appears that with all your documentation...
And what what determination do you use to make sure I'm a member of the press? Because I was not asked for documentation yesterday as detained.
Excuse me, sir.
Anybody?
Officer Bridges? Harold says he's got the
bomb. Officer Nielsen?
Yes.
You consider me a member of the press, sir?
I defer my question to supervisor.
Supervisor Weiss? What is the criteria for Capitol Police determining a member of independent, non-participating press?
Right now, I'm listening to my radio.
Yes, and I am asking questions. You have no comment? Is this everybody's supervisor, gentlemen? Well, thank you very much.
Just a little feel for how the day went. As many officers that I talked to, I've never talked to so many cops in my life. I was fired up, Curdy. That changed me, man.
You know, while you were raging against the machine that day, they were alternatively arresting like 20 more protesters.
Yeah.
I was also there that day. I could see the fear in Chris Taylor's eyes. She was an assembly rep at that time. She's now a judge. But she went to sing in protest, and I wore a suit that day myself, Dom. And I wore my the pink carbon copy of the ticket. I wore it like it was the pocket
like a
square.
Hello, my name is Kroot.
Kind of like, hey man, you know, I'm amongst the arrestees. But they wouldn't come around me that day too.
One last one, Casper, if you would please indulge me. This is just for me because, wow, cut number five, all the officers.
Mr. Staff, Officer Staffen, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Sir? Officer Weiss? Officer Miller? Officer Bridges? Officer Nielsen?
Yes.
Officer McClendon? Officer Nichol? Officer Brenner? Officer Clemens? Officer Fell? Officer Mueller? You have no comment? Is this everybody's supervisor, gentlemen? Well, thank you very much.
Making friends.
Fell. When I was so
Making
happy
friends.
When I followed Officer Fell. You know, he stood out. He's a little short guy like me.
The question from the text line, Dom. Does Crudy consider Dom a member of the press today? Yeah. Let's just say, I'm suspicious. Come back with us. Having a little fun.
Taking a
stroll down memory lane. 844-967-2789. Perhaps you've got your own memories of unconstitutional arrests.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
With the end of summer just around the corner, make sure to enjoy it at Amory Theater and Coffee Bar. Go to AmoryTheater.com to see all the current movie showings and to rent out the theater. Amory Theater and Coffee Bar, open Tuesday and Wednesday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Thursday to Sunday, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 61. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 91. Cloudy tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms, 67. Low 90s Wednesday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Mid-90s Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 79.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
Listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Be sure to check us out on the socials, on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio, of course, on the lines, old school style, 844-967-2789.
Don, before we get to the lines, a texter listing on WMDX. Dom, did you just say your arrest changed you? Question mark. Would you feel comfortable elaborating on that? Yes, please. Yeah. Do elaborate.
Yes, I have really become sensitive to fascist bastards. Yeah, that absolutely changed me. When you walk up to a guy like me, right? I'm the individual as it is, right? I'm a very
as privileged as they come.
Right, man. Literally doing nothing wrong. I mean, literally. Literally,
not perhaps for the first time ever.
I know, you know what I'm saying? Literally doing nothing wrong. And then turn to comply with a BS order because, you know, who needs the heartache? Who needs the grief? I'll just slowly turn and walk away. And they come and beg me anyway. No 95 of them. I mean, they spotted me when I walked in. They begged me and tagged me on purpose for no reason. So, yeah, it's changed me in that I'm very, very, very sensitive. And I do not apologize for calling people out for their fascist tendencies. When you use the color of law, they're going to hear that a little bit during the Trump trials. When you use the law in the way that Scott Walker and these Republicans did, when you create a bunk administrative code violation just so you can avoid hearing people exercising their constitutional rights, when you use that as your justification to arrest people that are exercising those rights, let alone people like me who weren't just hanging out. It wasn't just me. There were tourists there were threatened to arrest from like Britain. It was
teenagers.
Crazy. I know.
Underagers.
Unbelievable. So yeah, and of course, the octogenarians, the Vietnam veterans, you know, dropping Will down the marble stairs. You know what I'm saying? When you take an 80-year-old woman's arms and put them behind her back and zip tie them, I got a little problem with that. And it's not like they were doing anything. They were singing silly songs. That would be another song. Then they came up with new words for it. I mean, yeah, it wasn't even vulgar. It's unbelievable. And that is what Scott Walker, that's what the Republicans, that's what scared them. And this is the same crew that decided to, you know, buy the big lie and overrun the Capitol. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, I still get a little wound up about it. I'm very sensitive to it. So I hope that's the detail for you, Texter. Thank you.
Dom, often during that time, you know, through July, through August, I believe into September of 2013, 10 years ago, as they were arresting protesters by the hundreds and tourists and underage children. Well, Dom, you know, the question would be asked, have you been to jail for justice? And on the text line, a similar question, Dom, have you ever been to a Turkish prison? Have you ever seen a grown man naked? 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, You've been arrested. Oh, let's try again. Mark from the sack. You've been arrested, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
No, I never got arrested there, but I was singing there very frequently, so if they would have spotted me, they probably would have.
If you'd have sang as bad as me, they'd have arrested you for sureies, Mark.
Oh, I sing worse, and I mean, it's just disgusting. It's Scott Walker, who never poked his head up to even look at the singers. That little SOB, you know, squirted through the tunnel from the Justice Building to his office, you know, when he decided to go into the office. I mean, this guy was completely intimidated, you know, that I wonder how many adult diapers he went through during that whole thing there, because he's just a coward. He's just a miserable little coward. I mean, and for those people now, the Republicans say, well, look how bad it was at the state capitol when they were singing in the capitol during the uprising there in Wisconsin. Nobody was offered to get hung. Nobody's just screaming to hang Scott Walker. I mean, they didn't set up a gallows, you know, over the trees at the Capitol there. I mean, it is just the cowardice on behalf of the entire Republican Party these days here in the state of Wisconsin, because they all go along with this stuff, because none of them are standing up for the state of Wisconsin, for the citizens of the state of Wisconsin, decrying what happened on January 6th, decrying the fake electors, and saying that these people should be prosecuted right here and now. None of them are doing that. So they're all in violation of their oath to preserve and protect the Constitution of Wisconsin and of the United States. Sorry if I'm being a little hyperbolic there, but, I mean, I'm just tired of these guys, you know, getting away with this crap. I mean, it is just, and there's words I can't say now because of the FCC. I wonder if I can actually say them in Latin and not get fined.
No, sir. Let's not go there. Not a fan of the Latin or the FCC fines. Let's keep going down the lines. Appreciate your call, Mark. 844-967-2789. Our pal Jeannie from Eau Claire. Welcome, Jean.
Hey, Jeannie.
Well, hi, guys. You guys are my heroes because I started learning about you guys, and then, you know, and then I also saw on YouTube, and, oh, man, my eyes were just, like, wide open. I knew a lot of crap was going down at the state, but I didn't, you know, it's really hard to find information, and then I found you guys. You're my heroes. And the people that were singing at the Capitol, you know, and I was watching, and I was watching the cops, and I saw what they did in it. I literally cried. I was sitting there crying like a baby, thinking, what in the devil's going on in my state? I'm like you, Dom. I hate fascism. I hate bullies. And boy, man, that lit a fire in me, and you've heard from it ever since. You guys are amazing. I'm just so thankful that you're on the air, and I'm listening to you on our local radio station in Eau Claire. So thank you, guys. You're my heroes. Keep up the great work. Bye.
Bye, Jeannie.
Thanks, Jeannie.
93.5, the tap in the Eau Claire Valley. I think we got time for one more, don't we?
Yeah,
let's keep going. Jake from Milwaukee. How you doing, Jake?
Hey, Jake.
Oh, wow. Hello. Oh, pretty good. I was just going to say that, has Dom worked a hard day of work after that cow?
After his summer of high school labor,
and fall asleep.
Hey man, my entire senior year of high school, man, you get up at, you know, 16, 17 years old, give a 5 o'clock in the morning every day, Jake. No, oh, yeah. Man, no, I have not worked that hard since. I made it a point never to work that hard again.
Good. I just want to say that, you know what the funny thing is because they pissed you guys off. Now you have the. With help, you have a radio station, not only a station, but a network of stations that is, like, not Republican or right-wing, but actually, like, you know, common sense and nice and not built by, you know, PAC money or anything. So that's what they started.
Well, I would just say, do you know a guy with PAC money? Like George Soros, yeah. Anyone? Because we would use it. We'd take it. But I like to think we built a Death Star to transmit protest music all across the state of Wisconsin.
Or a warm, fuzzy blanket. Depends
or a warm,
on your
fuzzy
mind.
Blanket of truth. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Come back. We're going to turn to the political headlines. Important stuff like Trump running away from the GOP field. And will he come to Milwaukee?
No, he won't.
If Trump comes, will you get arrested again? Streak the quad. Everybody's doing it. Come back, more Devils, 844-967-2789. Call us. Everybody's doing it.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back and the phone got picked up and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the civic media.